こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先週ジャーナリストのベン・ブルーム氏がウェブサイトミディアムにて最も有名な心理学実験の一つであるスタンフォード監獄実験が実際は仕込まれたものであったという告発を行いました。スタンフォード監獄実験は1971年にフィリップ・ジンバルド教授が学生の被験者を囚人役と看守役に分け、偽の刑務所の中で生活させ、その様子を観察したものです。看守役の学生たちが次第に自らの権力に溺れ残虐になったり、囚人役の学生の一人が精神錯乱状態になったため、2週間の予定だった実験を6日で切り上げたことでも有名になりました。しかし、ジンバルド教授や助手の学生が看守役の学生たちに囚人に対しもっと厳しくしてほしい、実験結果を刑務所の環境改善の提言に使えるようにしたいなど、演技指導とも取れる発言をしている音声が見つかったほか、看守役の一人がインタビューに対し、求められている役を演じるために南部なまりのアクセントまでつけて役になりきったと答えました。また、囚人役の3人がインタビューに応じ、実験は安全だったと述べた上で、テスト勉強などの理由で実験から抜けたいと申し出ても帰らせてもらえなかったため、精神錯乱の演技をしたり、ハンガーストライキをしたと話しました。
Last week, journalist Ben Blum exposed the famous Stanford prison experiment as unscientific, pointing to evidence that suggests participants were trained to rig the result.In the Stanford prison experiment, which was conducted by psychology professor Philip Zimbardo in 1971, student subjects were assigned roles as wardens and prisoners and observed in a mock prison. The wardens were corrupted by their assigned power, and although the experiment was scheduled for 2 weeks, it was famously halted after just 6 days when one of the volunteer prisoners began to suffer from psychological distress. Yet, in uncovered recordings,Zimbardo and his assistants can be heard seemingly coaching the subjects, saying the guards have to know that every guard is going to be what we call a tough guard, and whether or not we can make this thing seem like a prison, which is the aim of the thing, depends largely on the guard's behavior. One of the guards in an interview said that they had adopted a southern drawl to embrace the role. Interviews with 3 participants in the prisoner role revealed that while the environment was safe, one subject, upon finding out he could not quit the experiment, went on a hunger strike, and then another subject acted out a mental breakdown in order to be released.
そう、もうほぼすべての心理学の教科書に載ってるぐらいの有名な実験で、まあ映画になったりとかもしてるから。
We've referenced it as well.
Yeah, うん。そう、普通の人でも結構みんな知ってる実験なんだけど、まあダメだよねこれは。あの演技させちゃうと全然実験の意味がないから、あのもともとこう実験では被験者はただ単に看守と囚人の役ねって言われてるだけで、あとはもう全部自由。っていう設定の中で勝手にどんどん看守は看守っぽくなっていって、囚人はどんどん囚人っぽくなっていったっていうのがメインのポイントだったから、それがこう指導されてたってなっちゃうと、もう完全に何だったんだっていう話になっちゃうよね。
Yeah, you want the people managing the experiments to be insulated from the subjects.
そうで、で特にこの助手の学生っていうのがかなり絡んでしまっていたようで、実験の結果として看守役の人たちがいろんな厳しいルールを作り上げて囚人を管理したみたいな部分があったんだけど、これもこの教授の助手の学生がもう何ヶ月も前から準備して、他の監視をリードしてたとか、だからちょっとあれれっていう感じ。
And that wasn't public, right? You know, that wasn't made clear. You know, this is how we conducted the experiment.
そうそうそう。
You know, the impression was given that they conducted the experiment in a more neutral and scientific way.
そう。だからこの結果として、あの人間っていうのはどんなにいい人でもこういう役割を与えられると自然にそれに従ってしまってこんなひどいことまでしてしまうんですよっていうことだったんだよね。
But it, from the expose, it seems like there was a real dynamic between Zimbardo and his assistants and the subjects, rather than the wardens and the,
そうなの。
and the prisoners.
そうなの。 そうなの。 そうだから。
And that did elicit a real response、まあ、that was triggered by, you know, this power that Zimbardo and his assistants had over the subjectees, who apparently weren't aware that they could.Not exit the experiment once it had begun.
そう、ただそれも別にこう怖いからっていうんじゃなくて、ただ不便だからっていうことじゃない。Mm-hmm. だからインタビューに答えてたこの囚人の人たちも、あのなんか一人はだからそれこそテスト勉強しなくちゃいけないから、あの刑務所にいる間にテスト勉強の教科書を取りに行かせてくれみたいな、
mm-hmm.
言ったら。監視役の人にダメですって言われて、で時間が経つにつれ、あやばいテスト勉強しなきゃいけないのにこんなことしてる場合じゃないみたいな、で帰りたいって言ったらダメって言われたからっていうことで、そのもともと実験で言ってた囚人の人が監視をすごい怖がっちゃって、もう精神的に追い詰められて刑務所から出たいってなったっていうのとは違うんだよね。ただ単に。帰りたかっただけっていう、
yeah.
だからすごい面白い。まあこれもともと再現性がどうなんだろうっていうのは言われていて、似たような実験をもうちょっとちゃ本当に指導せずにやった場合、なんか逆に囚人がすごい力をなんか得て真逆の結果になったみたいな実験もあったらしいんだよね。なんかもともとちょっとなんかこれどうなんだろうねっていう声はあったはあったらしいんだけど、ただここまで有名になったから。
Well, what do you make of it overall? What do you think the reality is of how people behave in these kinds of situations?
なんか
Because we do have real world examples of, you know, rampant abuses of power and corruption and government positions.
そうそう、だからこの記事にも書いてあったんだけど、まあこの実験自体は非科学的だったかもしれないけど、ただそのある意味あの囚人だからって悪い人とか監視はみんないい人とかっていうわけじゃないし、あの刑務所の中の環境を改善しなきゃいけなかったっていうのはあったから、まあ、そういう意味でそれをドライブしたっていういい面はあるはあるかもねみたいな。
Do you think Zimbardo, so Zimbardo had good intentions, was trying to do something, he had an agenda to affect policy?Regarding prison systems.
だからまあ、うん、
And
そうね。
And so he committed this somewhat egregious immoral act because he had this ends justifies the means rationalization, right?
それはあったと思うよ。だからこの、
It's a common, you know, pitfall for the well-intentioned, you know, so-called do-gooder.
Yeah.だからその精神錯乱の演技をした人もやっぱりあのわこんな精神錯乱するほどになったっていうことで実験のすごく重要なコマなわけじゃない、
うん、
だからこの後に教授がこの実験についてテレビとかメディアで語るたびにその彼は呼ばれてあの、まあ、ちょっと嘘を言わなくちゃいけない、でもう嘘つきたくないって何度か言ったんだけど、いやいやいやreferrals とかあげるから協力してくれって言われて協力しちゃったみたいなことだったんだけど、まあだからこの教授もそれこそ別に悪い人っていうわけじゃなくて、そういうね刑務所の環境改善とか刑務所に人を入れること自体がリハビリ効果があるのかどうかとかっていうのを言いたかったんだと思うけど、それをちょっと非科学的な方法でやっちゃったみたいな。
Well, don't lie to everyone. Don't treat everyone like we're stupid. But in some sense, I feel like he won, or he was right about his assessment, at least in the, you know, the fact that we have not become aware of this really until just now.
そう、もう何十年も経ってるからね。
Yeah, I mean,
でやっぱりこの
50 years almost.
そうでこの結果が社会に与えた影響ってすごいから法案とかね、mm-hmm. アメリカとかだから、まあ、ある意味成功はしてるんだけどただなんか面白いよね、
It、この undermines our faith in reality、yeah. and our ability to discern reality and when you falsify a study like this then it gives people grounds or at least encourages people to become more skeptical of other things that have been you know verified by scientific method
yeah
you know and those effects are truly detrimental to our society
yeah でそもそも心理学の実験とか研究って再現性がどうかってよく突っ込まれるから同じフィールドでやってる人にとっては特に迷惑というかさちゃんとやっててもこういうふうにねなんか疑われることになっちゃうからただすごい有名だから なんかそれこそめちゃくちゃ話題になってるしびっくりはしたけど、
mm. Do you think this sort of thing is still going on? Certainly people are still attempting to manufacture researchI mean, all of our research that looks into whether or not research is being manufactured seems to indicate yeah. that it is, especially with regards to pharmaceuticals, drugs, health, sugar, tobacco, alcohol. There's been a lot of deceit and there's a good...movie or a documentary Merchants of Doubt that kind of illuminates that but it goes into all these you know big anything you know big oil big
yeah
tech
so
whatever、
ね、
but
ただこういうのはもう無理だよね今のネットの時代にさこの生徒とかがツイッターとかに書いちゃうじゃん多分
that would be
なんかもう一瞬でバレちゃいそう
that's a dangerous assumption to make I thinkYou know, and as I'm saying, you know, it's bad that he's undermining our faith in science, but it's real.
Yeah.
It does happen. So,
yeah, but I mean, like something like this, you know, like.
Oh, there's so many examples of studies like this from the 60s and the 70s.
So, like, それを今ってこと。今やろうと同じこういうタイプはちょっとさすがに無理だと思うよ。
Yeah. I'm sure they thought the same thing. Oh, yo, they were so shady back in the 40s. You know, back in the the 30s and the 40s, it was so shady, but now in the 70s, we're totally legit.
やっぱ昔だからちょっと音声とかも残ってはいるけど、そんなに鮮明じゃないとか、まあ全部の動画が残ってるわけじゃないとか、今だったらさ、簡単に録画もできるのになんでやってなかったのとか、まあいろいろ突っ込まれるじゃん。
So the only redeeming aspect of our society is that it's like a...
Technology.
A peer network, big brother... Type system.
次、今週月曜日 WHO が国際疾病分類の中に新しくゲーム障害を追加認定したことを発表し、治療方法の確立や依存リスクの特定への基盤を構築しました。診断材料として友人や家族との関係性が希薄になり、学業やその他の日常生活に支障をきたしているにもかかわらず、ゲームを優先する状態が最低でも1年以上続いている場合が挙げられています。アメリカ精神医学会はこの決定に対し、ゲーム依存を精神病と認定するにはまだ研究が十分でない、と懸念を示しているほか、症状が明白でなく、現時点で特定の治療法もないことから、専門家の間でも意見が分かれています。
On Monday, the World Health Organization officially classified gaming disorder as a diagnosable condition, establishing a basis for treatment protocols and identifying risks for addiction. The diagnosis could be applied to gamers with distant relationships with friends and family,impaired academics and an indifference to life outside of video games for a period of at least 1 year. According to the American Psychiatric Society, there isn't yet conclusive enough research on video game dependency to classify it as a disorder. Expert opinions continue to be divided on the subject with disagreement both about symptoms and treatment.
So, まさにいいねって言ってる専門家といやいやちょっとまだ早いみたいな言ってるので、がっつり分かれてはいるんだけど
as a non-expert, where are you? Which camp are you in?
どうだろうね。ただあの、まあ、これに該当する人はそんなに人数としてはいないはずみたいなのも書いてあって、あの、だからこう、ちょっと宿題をサボってゲームやっちゃったそういうレベルじゃないじゃん、明らかに。だから、Yeah.
Is that really true though? I feel like the numbers are... What was the prevalence that they're estimating it to be?
わかんない。
Didn't it say something? It was like 6% or something small, right? Is what the American Psychiatric Society was saying, right?
That sounds like a lot to me, but...
Oh.
6%?
No, well, that's small. That's... I mean, if I tell you that more than 80% of Americans are overweight, is that... Think about how many people play video games and how many of those people play video games a lot. Maybe you need to break it down by, you know, an age demographic, but people between... You know, people under the age of 35, I feel like a lot of them play a lot of video games. The video game industry, the size of that industry alone...
Yeah, but I mean, playing a lot of video games doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they're not talking to their family and friends and they're just staying at home for more than a year.
Well, I think that's what we're trying to figure out, but... Anecdotally, it seems like, you know, because I know people in that community, and it's huge. I mean, for example, the largest YouTube channel in the world is based around video games, and some of the largest, you know, title releases are video games. And
まあ基本的になんか脳の報酬系をいじくってくるやつ、あの、まあ、ポーンとかもそうだし、風俗とかもそうだし、ゲームもそうだし、そういう報酬系がやられるタイプのものは、そのもの自体が悪いっていうよりも依存しちゃう人が出てくるのはわかるから、それが行き過ぎると確かにもうこれはもう本人にはどうしようもない。もう誰かに介入してもらって直すしかないっていう風になるのもまあ想像はできるけどね。
Do you think this is a positive thing? I mean, what does it really mean to say that something is a disorder? You know, I seem to think that, you know, if I had to predict the future, it's like we call this a disorder, right? Like this is not good, like it's not productive. But then you know, people find ways to be productive within that. I mean, we'll go from disorder to, you know, this is an epidemic of gaming addiction. Because there's probably going to be more gamers in the future, not less. And eventually, that epidemic will continue to expand until that level of interaction with gaming machines is normal. You know, we'll go from... It'll flip from like this is an epidemic to this is normal, kind of like how that's starting to happen with you know the use of our devices like cell phones. It's been normalized.
でもどうなんだろうね。そのゲームする人口が単純に増えてるのか、そのゲームもともとやる人のプレイ時間がもっとすごい伸びてるのかっていうのもあるじゃん。
There's definitely way more people playing.They're everywhere.
But like statistically? Or your anecdotal...
Step on a train and everyone's flipping some multicolored cubes in a strategic direction. You don't, you know, it's... If you look at the top grossing applications, they're all games, like the top 500.
Yeah, but like mobile game とさ、コンソールってやっぱ違くない? その...
I don't think so, because they leverage the same effects on your brain.You know, Candy Crush is as addictive as Battlefield is as addictive as, you know,
Yeah, but like, Wii, なんか私の印象としては、この本当に、なんていうの、他の日常生活を全部おろそかにしてまでやるゲームっていうと、私の勝手なイメージでは Candy Crush じゃなくて、もっとなんか複雑なコンソールゲームのことかと思ったんだけど。
Generally, I think so.
なんかそのモバイルゲームは確かに老若男女も誰でもやってるから人数は増えてるかもしれないけど、その依存するほど やり込めるゲームっていうと、その人口の中でやってる人がどこまでいるのかっていう。
If you look at the amount of money that people are spending inside these games, it's extremely obvious that there's an addiction element. You wouldn't pay that much money. These people don't pay that much money for any other kind of app. It's not even close.But people will blow huge amounts of money in an app that has that addictive quality to it. And those are the top grossing apps. I mean, you can just look at the rankings. It's pretty... I think it's apparent
that
these mobile applications, are highly addictive, and that the amount of money that people spend on them is actually relevant, you know. That it's indicative of...the pulling power that it has on its users, right?
Yeah. なんか難しいよね。そのゲームやりすぎて引きこもりになってるっていう従来の方と、その今マイケルが言ってるそれこそガチャみたいなモバイルゲームとか、あれもだってギャンブルじゃん。だからゲーム、新しくこのゲーム障害っていうよりかは、あれは単純にギャンブル依存の一つだと思うから、なんかそこの線引きっていうかさ、なんかそれはまた二つの違う問題だよね、多分。
I mean, I think a lot of these games leverage both, you know. The games that have, you know, this addictive element introduced through loot boxes also have a lot of addictive elements, you know, in their FPS shootout scenes and stuff. There's no reason not to leverage these psychological tools.If they increase the money that you make as a game developer. Unless you want to make less money.
この間すごい久しぶりにゲーム買ったんだよね。
What game?
Detroit Become Human っていうやつ知ってる?
No.
なんか前にトレーラー見てずっと気になってて、これなんていうの?ああいうの。あのストーリーを選んでいくみたいな。Like, you have to move around.
Like Goosebumps or something?
But Goosebumps?
What do you mean you pick a story?
It's like, なんか自分のチョイスによって話が変わっていくタイプのやつあるじゃん、よく。なんか、okay. It's like, trees みたいになっててさ、like, you get to choose what you're gonna do, and then...
Wait, what are the trees
that'll
do?
That'll affect your...Trees to get like branches, not there.
What do the branches do? You mean like a...
Like stories.
Oh, like a... Okay, not like an actual tree, but like a branch.
yeah.
Okay, branching storylines.
So. で、何を選ぶかによって、エンディングとかも変わるみたいな。で、3人キャラクターがあって、それを自分が交互に勝手になんかスイッチしてやっていくんだけど、3人ともアンドロイドなの、自分は。だから自分は常にアンドロイドなんだけど、なんかサイファイの話で、アンドロイドと人間が共存してるみたいな。ただアンドロイドはもう召使い状態。で、まあ、いろんなメイドとかさ、そういうのしかやらせてもらってないっていう世界の
設定。How are the stories? Are they?
面白いよ、なんか。例えばそのトレーラーで公開されてた部分のやつは、なんか、自分はディテクティブのアンドロイドで、なんか暴走してるアンドロイドが、女の子人質にとって屋上でなんか立てこもってるみたいな。それを自分が行って交渉して、女の子を助けようっていうミッションみたいな。
I'm starting to prefer, things that have a meaningful storyline. And there are a lot of games where, and a lot of the most successful games now, like they have no focus on the storyline. And they've given up the storyline. Because you can addict someone to a story, right? It's like, oh, I want to go back into that world. I like that world, that vision.Or you can have someone come back simply for dopamine. It's like, I need to pop those things that make this cool sound. And, you know. And so I have a lot of respect for the story side.
Yeah.
And there's, there's impressive things, you know, to the technical aspects of the, you know, neuroscience, brain hacking side of it. But there is something kind of depressingly empty that about the reality that we can be hacked by these weird tricks, you know, these kind of neurofeedback things.
Yeah. So like, これはなんかお話があるからドラマ見てるみたいな感じ、で結構面白いし、やっぱグラフィックがすごい綺麗なんだけど、私やっぱりゲームを長い時間できない、ある意味できない病気なんか、すぐやめたくなっちゃうんだよね、だからどんなに面白くても1時間ぐらいやったらもうなんか休みたくなっちゃう、なんか疲れない、なんかすぐ疲れるゲームしてると。
It just has to be really good. Their neuroscience has to be really on point. You know, I need my dopamine firing. It's almost like games have to have that addictive element to them now.
え、なんか飽きちゃうわけじゃないんだけど、疲れてくるの。結構さ、ちゃんと見てないといけないじゃん、当たり前なんだけど。
But if you're addicted, you're not gonna feel tired like that, right? You kind of power through it.
I guess.Yeah, I'm definitely not addicted in that sense, but...
Yeah.
なんかこう、あとあれかな、 CG をずっと見てることができないタイプなのかな。なんか目がすごい疲れない。
Is that true for movies too?
CG だけなの、あ、モンスターズインクみたいなこと。
Yeah, I don't really like
it. あれは全然平気。
I don't really like the CG and how it feels on my retinas. There's something off. I feel like it's the physics more than anything. The way that characters move is kind of off. For some reason in cartoons it's not an issue at all. But when they have these like really 3D looking, like kind of Pixar-y characters,
yeah,
and they're like moving and then it's not normal physics. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, it's not that important. But how do you feel about, you know, what's the gaming condition of our society going to be in 20 years?
I don't know.
Does this all flow into virtual reality? That's a common theory, right? All the games, the gaming stuff is going to flow into this virtual matrix thing.Where eventually it'll be so satisfying and so realistic that people will just check out of our current reality in droves.
Yeah.
Because, you know, right now, if you take your flesh vehicle outside, you could damage it, you know, something could hit you in the head and it would be over.
Yeah.
It's nerve-wracking. And so people would have the luxury of being so paranoid that they juststay inside and explore the infinite imaginations of other people inside virtual reality.
でもなんかさ、今例えばカメラが発達しすぎてすごい綺麗に何でも撮れちゃうから若い子たちが使い捨てカメラにはまるとかあるじゃん。だ逆に VR 流行りすぎてなんか普通に外に出て公園に行くのが流行るみたいな、なんかなりそうじゃない、
yeah.
いやこっちの方がいいじゃんみたいな感じで、なんか そういうのもある気がする。なんか逆に引っ張られるというかさ。
Is that going to result in a conflict? How do those people ever interact with the virtual people? Or are there two types of people now?
わかんないけど、だから VR のジェットコースターよりディズニーランド実際行く方がイケてるみたいなとかさ、なんかそういうの、そっちに引っ張られるのはありそう。
What about when the VR thing is complete and you can have any experience and it's as realistic as you wanted it to be, even if you changed your body to, you know, I don't know, a spider or something, you can have, you know, you can do anything and you can experience anything and your mind just kind of becomes a conduit for theseexperiences manufactured by some AI god who just delivers reality to you.
どうなんだろうね。それでも飽きるとかあんのかな?
Because there would be essentially no perceptible difference between you going to Disneyland and riding that coaster. You could do that in VR. and you, they could make it intentionally mundane. Right?
That's so sad.
But that's like that Alan Watts bit where he's like, if you had
intentionally total power, mundane.
If you had total power, if you could do anything, and if you were God, and your power and your knowledge is unlimited, you know, you wouldn't ask for a Ferrari and, like, you know, a house in the Hamptons or whatever. You would go beyond that. And then why would you stop there? You would go beyond that, right? Why can't I have a full-on planet or whatever? And what you eventually, the conclusion you inevitably come to is that if you were all-powerful, in order to have a meaningful experience, you would have to generate a limited, intentionally limited, and not all-powerful experience.
でもそうするとさ、本当の驚きとか偶然から来るワーオみたいのはなくなるよね。あ、たまたま間に合って夕日が見れましたとか、あ、駅にいたらたまたま友達に会って超びっくりとか、
right. そういうのもないじゃん。Yeah, if you're still God, then you wouldn't. But if you had limited yourself,
でもそれもさ自分でコントロールしてるわけだからさ、なんていうの。
But you don't know that.Because you've iterated yourself into an ordinary human or something.
でもそうプログラムしてるっていうのは分かってるじゃん。You can't forget it.
Well, but this could have happened and you wouldn't be able to tell right now.
Right.
So you're not aware whether or not, you know, some all-powerful entity had voluntarily reduced itself into the form of mommy.
Right, but I mean, like, VR だとしたらってこと。したら自分の設定分かってるからさ。
I guess. It'll be weird.
やっぱりちょっと無理があるよね。
If you had the ability to control your own memory selectively, like, I want to forget that.
もうそうなっちゃうと。もうなんか生きてる意味がないよ。
But that could be possible, no? Like, you could pay money. You could, like, walk into some facility and give them, like, you know, 20万。
Yeah.
You know, some reasonable price. And then they could delete some specific memory or set of memories that
like
you don't want.
Like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, is that what they did in that movie?
Yeah. You've seen it, right?
I don't know if I've seen it.
Oh my God.
I confuse it with the other one with the autistic guy who does math for the CIA.
What?
What's that...
全然違うよ。え？え？
No, what's the title of that movie?
私が言ってんのあれだよ。ジム・キャリーのやつだよ。ジム・キャリー and Kate Winslet だよ。
Yeah.
ラブストーリーみたいなやつだよ。
That's an old movie. I should
It's the best
watch that or
movie.
Rewatch it. I might have selectively deleted
no
any memory
way.
Of that movie.
There's no way that you can forget about that movie. It's the best story ever. And it's romantic.And it's about deleting memories.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, I love
Why,
that story.
Deleting memories
so
is always so romantic, right? It's like the 21st date.
Oh,
what is
51st dates.
Yeah.
That's so romantic, too.
Oh, my God.
でも
Memory loss is just the pinnacle of
でも 51st dates は男の方は覚えてるじゃん。だから that's less romantic. Because it's like, of course. You know? Because he remembers everything. Because he remembers everything. It's like, yeah, I mean.
But isn't the romantic part that he's willing to put himself through this process?
So it's like a different type of romanticness. The Jim Carrey one is more like, well, I don't want to spoil the story, but yeah. 次。学会誌 BMJ セクシャル&リプロダクティブヘルスに掲載された研究で、セントジョージズ大学病院とキングスカレッジロンドンの共同チームが急速に成長しているセックスロボット産業について、健康や犯罪の抑制への効果を謳っている企業、広告、専門家はたくさん存在するが、現時点でそうした効果を証明する科学的根拠はないと発表しました。そのため、セラピーや小児性愛者や性犯罪者への治療など、 医学的な効果を目的とした利用はメリットがリスクを上回ることが証明されるまでは控えるべきであると警告しました。セックスロボットは様々な企業が販売開始していますが、現時点でロボットは女性の形がメインで、客層は男性のみにとどまっています。
In a joint study published in BMJ Sexual and Reproductive Health by St. George's University Hospital and King's College in London, despite the abundance of experts, ads, and businesses touting the potential benefits of sex robots for sexual health and crime reduction, there is no scientific basis to suggest that. The researchers suggest restraint when it comes to sex with robots until the risks and benefits are better understood.While many businesses are selling sex robots, they are primarily modeled on female bodies and are catered to a primarily male market.
そう、大体50万円から150万円ぐらいの値段で売られていて、まあ、セックステクノロジー産業だけでもう3兆円以上の市場に成長していて、まあ、セックスロボットに限るとそこももっとパイが大きくなっていくんじゃないかと言われているらしいんだけど、あの、まあ、いろんな企業がセックスロボットを売るために、まあ、これがあれば、あの、売春とかで STD をもらったりするリスクも減るし、あの、犯罪の抑止にもなるし、とかなんかいろいろ言ってるんだけど、それはまあ特に根拠ないよっていう話。
What's the difference between the 50万円 and 150万円の sex robot?
テクスチャーじゃない？
テクスチャー？
うん。あの、
Is that it?
素材が違うんじゃない？
How detailed are these at the 50万円 level? Or are you just not trying to go that low?
どうせ買うならみたいな。わかんない。ただ、あの、専門家の人が言ってたのは、あの、まあ、その、この人形を買って人形に好きなことをできるから、普通の人間にやったら犯罪になっちゃうけど、人形で発散して犯罪が抑えられるっていうアーギュメントがあるねっていう。ただ実際にはその分本当の人間との触れ合いが断たれてるし、その自分の好きなように相手に振る舞わせるっていうのは現実とは乖離している、だからその人間にはできないこと何でもできちゃうっていう状態が続くことによって非現実的な期待値を持っちゃうから、逆になんか良くない場合もあるかもねっていうこと言ってた、まあそりゃそうだろうって感じだけどね。
Do you think that's a legitimate concern? You think that this could be training for you're training yourself to bebea terrible person or something? An unempathetic person? Since the whole point of the doll is that it doesn't require your empathy.
Yeah.
Right.
その使う人によるとしか言えないと思うけど、私あの、なんだろう、ツイッターとかで風俗産業に従事してる人たちのやつを読むのが好きじゃん。すごい興味があって。だそれこそ報酬系をぐしゃっとされてる人がお客さんで来ることが多いわけじゃん。まあ、だからそういう人が対女性に対してどういう振る舞いをしてるのかっていうのが気になるわけよ。で、そういうのを見てるとやっぱりね、そのなんだろう、例えば女性の体と自分の体があって、お互い人間だから男女以前にも人間としては同じじゃん。ただそれを忘れてる人がすごく多いっていうか、多分簡単に忘れることができると思うんだよね。
That females are human.
そうだから、あのよく見る文句として、その、男性のお客さんがこうベッドで体を起こすときに女の子の上に肘をついて起き上がるとかで鎖骨が折れるみたいな、でそれとかって普通に考えると、いや痛いに決まってるじゃん。でもなんかどっかで多分忘れてる、だから乱暴に引っ張ったら痛いとか、あの掴んだらあざになるとか、そういうことをこう、まあ、理解してない 人がすごい今この時点でいっぱいいる中で、うん、人形になれちゃうとそれがさらに促進される感じはするよね。
Do you think there's any relationship between that kind of effect, where you get used to, you know, potentially abusing some sex doll or sex robot? And of course, the more human-like that robot is, the better that negative reinforcement would be, assuming that it exists.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any connection between that kind of conditioning and what might be happening to people playing video games? Like, because you have people practicing shooting photorealistic human beings,
yeah,
preferably in the head. I mean, that gives the most points, right? But that kind of training at very large scales can statistically produce, you know, a bad outcome for a small number of people.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's less than half a percent or something.
そうね。なんかセックスの方が多分もちょっと深刻というか、実際にやる機会があるじゃん。
It depends. It depends. I don't know how many people in the sex robot market, you know, shopping would agree that they have, you know, realistic or at least frequent opportunities to.
なんかその前にさ、セックス VR みたいな秋葉原でやりに行ったじゃん。その時に思ったけど、だから一生もう女の人と関わらないと自分で分かってる人は全にとってはすごくいいと思う。別に、あの、非現実的な期待値を女性に持とうが、本当は痛いようなことを人形にしてようが、別に誰も傷つかないし、もういいじゃん。本人が楽しければ。ただ、将来的に本当に女性とセックスする予定がある場合は、気をつけないといけないっていうか。
But haven't you given up if you're dropping thousands of dollars on a sex robot?
Yeah, わかんない。
Those are the people I'm kind of... What about those? There is a distinction, right? Like, I want to try the sex robot, but I still get laid in reality versus the guy who's like, I'm marrying the sex robot.
Right. 今、ただでさえ AV でこう学んだ間違えた知識を彼女とか奥さんとかにやっちゃって痛めつける羽目になる人ってすごく多いわけじゃない？で、それが、まあソーシャルメディアがあるから、そこで、ちょっともうやめてくれみたいな、話もすごい出てるから、AV ですらもそういう誤った知識を得てしまうわけだからさ、人形なんてだってどんな風に動かしたって、関節が逆に曲がってたって別に文句言わないで喜んだ風にしたりするわけじゃない？だからこう、
What about
どうなんだろうね。
AV featuring sex robots?
Yeah.
Showing their proper.
ねえ、だからその AV もこうずっと言われてるけど、普通の人がこれをやったらすごく痛いみたいなのは平気でやるっていうのはいっぱいあるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
でもみんなそれを見て学ぶしかない面もあるじゃん。やっぱり他の人が普通にやってるところを見る機会がないし、だからなかなか難しいけどね。
I think they're going to get very realistic. You know, judging from what we've seen from artificial intelligence recently,
yeah,
and its ability to hold a conversation. You know, IBM just hosted like a debate event where like professional or at least enthusiast debaters went on a stage and had a debate about controversial issues with IBM Watson. And I think people, I think the crowd was like voting on who won or something, but the AI won the debate. You don't want to be losing a debate to your spouse if they're an AI sex robot. I mean, you can have very deep conversations with these, with an entity like that.
Yeah.
You could invest in a sex robot and they can send, you know, just like the Teslas or something, over the air updates.
Yeah.
Or someone could hack your AI sex robot and they could it could try to stab you while you're sleeping or something.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's not just a sex robot thing. There will also be a market for just robot assistants generally in homes. And some of those robot assistants in homes will be sexy. And some of those sexy robot assistants in homes will be sexually functional. I mean, it depends, you know, the price range.
なんかわかんない。なんか将来的に人型はダメみたいなさ。
We make everything into 人型。
なんかこうペッパーぐらいの感じじゃないとダメみたいな。ダメっていうかそれを法律で規制するかって言うとそんなことないかもしれないけど。
We already have that roboticist guy that makes robots that look more like he does than he does. I mean, it looks exactly like him.
Yeah. But it's like, どうなんだろうね。
But it's going to come down to the way we interface. And so we've talked about the advancements in AI with regards to facial recognition and recognizing human emotions.
Yeah.
Those emotions can be played back to us through the face of an AI-controlled computer. And we will respond to those things. Like this, this neuroscience hacking thing is going to become a social phenomenon between us and machines where we might start to lose control of how we feel about it.
Yeah. Like, I have a friend who pays for sexual services often, and I can see that clearly his reward system is fucked. mm-hmm. Because of this.
You don't think there's a cause? I mean, certainly something. There are reasons why certain people start doing that.
So, and, まあ、
and some of those
effect,
reasons can be.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean.
Outside of their control.
Yeah. なんて言うんだろうね。人間の脳ってやっぱりすごい単純だから、自分で気づかないうちに影響を受けてるって絶対あるじゃん。
Yeah,
だからその子とかを見てると、
well,
なんだろうね、お金を払えば何でもしてもらえる、まあ、ある程度のことは、っていうのに慣れすぎちゃって、全部をそういうふうに考えちゃうっていうかさ、損得とか、なんかギブアンドテイクみたいな。で、それに慣れちゃってるから、対女性の関係性も全部それで測っちゃうみたいな感じになっちゃっていて。
Isn't that justan exacerbation of how our society is kind of set up. So like, you're a specialist and you work, right? And you make money the more you work. And all the other stuff that you're not a specialist at, you just give us some of that money and we'll take care of it, you know?
Right.
Other people will start to deal with it. And then you kind of start to see the world that way. I just do this more and more. And other things that are might otherwise be more personal issues, you kind of pay to resolve.
Yeah, but when it comes to a relationship, it kind of, it definitely doesn't help.
No, but.
So, なんて言うんだろうね。
But it's an approach that seems to exist.
だから、やっぱりそういう慣れっていうのはあるのかなって思って、全員が全員ではないと思うけど、だからこそこういう、なんていうんだ、例えば自分が すごい人間にそっくりなセックスロボットを買ったとして、もう性格とかもすごい従順にしてさ、自分よりもちょっと頭悪く設定して、もう何をしても喜ぶ、でも自分がセックス超うまいみたいに幻想をくれるような子に仕立てあげるとするじゃん、でその子をさ、こう好きなようにも扱ってるとして、毎日家とかで。で、その子本当の女の子に見えるわけじゃない。その時に、こう、他の本物の女性を見て、同じように、昔のようにリスペクトできるかっていうと、なかなかなんか、できなくなりそうじゃない
?Well, you mentioned limiting the intelligence of that robot, and I think that's a weird sticking point for us, because once you care about someone, like you actually care about them, like you love someone, you don't want them to have that kind of a restriction. Like, you're just like artificially dumber than me. This is an abuse of power or something. Or at least you would interpret that way if you really cared about that robot.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it, a robot is, it is not in the same unique, incredible predicament that human beings are in. You know, like the true common ground of humans is like, you know, you wake up on this planet and you don't know what's going on, and you're a fleshy thing that thinks, and I don't know, it's not, you wouldn't be satisfied with a partner that I feel like didn't have the same existential base that you do.
Right.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean, maybe if the AI sex robot makes tons of money, you'll stick around, and I don't know how it works, but
I guess it depends too.
There's
a
really weird clash here between our animalness and at the same time we're pursuing this sort of rational, sterilized, digital, you know, kind of abstract version of ourselves, right? You know, machines and computers and everything is algorithms now. And then at the same time, we're all tangled up about this. Oh, but how do we satisfy the monkey body's hormonally driven sex urges and do that in this weird fusion of our rationally constructed technology? You know, the scientists making the sex robot it's an engineering task.
Yeah.
There's no emotion, there's no humanity, nothing. It's just, how do you make this thing to satisfy this, you know, the biological urges of this animal that I happen to be?
しかも今想像してみてちょっと思ったんだけどさ、性欲を解消するためだけにこのロボットが欲しいとするじゃん。例えば私がイケメンのなんかロボットをさ買ってくるとして、でもそこにエモーショナルな何かを求めたくないじゃん、ロボットだし。だからもう性的な対象としてしか見たくない。でも結構高いし、I'm stuck with this one guy, right?Like, isn't that, it's not like I can fuck like different kinds of
robots. I don't know why.
I mean, at this moment,
why can't you buy another robot?
Because it's too expensive. I'm assuming that people just buy one. And that also probably gives you a different relationship with this robot, becauseYou're going to be with this robot, like, long term, right? If you pay it 150万, it's not like it's a one-night stand. So then maybe you want something more emotional. Like, maybe you want this robot to be somewhat intelligent. And, you know, you might want to have a conversation with the robot. I don't know.
Well, once you have a...
And then it gets kind of weird.
But once you have a functioning mechanical skeleton in your home...there's all kinds of useful things that it could do in addition to having sex with you.
Like doing dishes?
And all of those things would just be a matter of the software. You know, and a small increase in your electric bill. You know, so I think people will load all the apps. You know, it'll be like the Amazon Echo or something. You're just loading all the apps on there.
でもそうするとやっぱなんかすごい dehumanizing というかさ、家事もやらせる、ゴミ出しもさせるし、セックスもするみたいなさ、本当に奴隷みたいな感じになっちゃうよね。
Yeah. No, it's happening. It's so crazy, like, that people aren't really taking the AI problem seriously. There's a documentary that came out recently called Do You Trust This Computer? It is tremendous. There's a little flashy...corniness to it, but it's tremendous. But it's just the rate of progress in artificial intelligence and the effects that I'm still convinced that it will have on labor markets. I mean, there are so many jobs that are like have moved clearly into the crosshairs of artificial intelligence, from like trucking to radiology to certain surgeries and various treatments and procedures that are repetitive data entry. I wrote an essay about this a few years ago, predicting that it would start to go this way. It really looks like it is starting to go that way. And it would result in like massive displacement of people. And like climate change is a speck compared to the potential disruption of AI if people are right about it. And the people that have the best track record of making predictions about AI seem to have higher levels of concern for what changes it might have. I mean, mm-hmm. the list of positive things that will come of it are endless as well. But yeah, it's just, it's going to be crazy disruption.
See?
According to an annual report released by Digital News Report, online behavior has shifted in response to concerns around misleading news media, with a significant decrease in the use of social media for news consumption. For the first time after years of growth, social media use for news dropped from 42% in 2016 to 36% in 2018. Globally, 44% of respondents of a survey indicated that they trust the news generally, 51% indicated that they trust the sources that they themselves use, and only 23% of respondents trust news sources on social media, such as Facebook and Twitter. In Japan, 43% of respondents indicated that they trust the news generally, with the same number, 43%, of them trusting in the sources they themselves use. When Japanese respondents were asked to rank the trustworthiness of brands between 0, meaning not at all trustworthy, and 10, meaning completely trustworthy, NHK scored the highest of all brands at 6.23, followed by Nikkei Shimbun at 6.08, and then local newspapers at 5.87, followed by everything else.
デジタルニュースレポートによると、フェイクニュースへの懸念から、ソーシャルメディアでニュースを読む人が史上初めて減少し、2016年の 42% から今年は 36% まで大幅に減っていました。世界的に 44% の人が一般的にニュースを信じると答え、51% が自分が普段使うソースのニュースを信じると答えていました。Facebook や Twitter などで見かけるニュースを信じると答えたのはわずか 23% でした。日本では 43% の人が一般的にニュースを信じると答えており、0から10でメディアの信頼度を評価させると、NHK が 6.23 で最も信頼度が高く、次に 6.08 で日本経済新聞、5.87 で地方新聞でした。
Yep.
地方新聞つってもいろいろあるけどね、日本も。
Mm-hmm. But they, on average, had a higher level of trust than anything other than
like national
NHK
papers.
And Nikkei. I mean, there's a complete list, putting all the news organizations ranked.
結構日本も低いね。前まで私が仕事してた時、よく使ってるスライドがあって。日本のメディアリテラシーが低いですっていうのを表すデータだったんだけど、うん、日本は欧米諸国に比べて、まあ、特にテレビ、
うん、
とまあ新聞を信用してる傾向がすごく高いっていうのだったんだけど、うん、まあ日本も最近ツイッターでデマ流れたりとかもあるからみんなもうちょっと警戒してるのはあるかもね。
Yeah, the overall trust level has decreased. However, the diversity of news sources in Japan is among the worst in the world. For example, for online sources, Yahoo News absolutely dominates. Like, no one's even close. It's like 50%.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And the next one is like 5%. And
Japan is also an aging society, so like.年配の人が多いからこう今更新しいさ ニュースを見つけに行くよりはヤフーニュースをまず見ちゃおうっていう人が多い印象だけどね。とりあえずみたいな感じで。
There seems to be a strong trend in Japan of using、aggregators for news. So rather than going directly to a news site, they go to some site that aggregates news from a bunch of different、sites. And that can have good or bad effects depending on the aggregator.、And there's also a trend of moving towards away from Facebook news and towards、news in social、in messaging apps. So a lot、of the messaging apps have news delivered in them now. I think Line has a news feed、
okay.
thing.
And, that、I have never...
Who's old now? Now you're sounding old. No, apparently a lot of people. And、I've looked at it, but I have my own preferred ways of getting news. But yeah, it's...、they did focus groups to see why people were making these sorts of decisions.、and they found that、social media had become too abrasive.Too political, too、argumentative、and they referred to an effect called、context collapse, which I guess is a buzzword in social media that means that when your social sphere on social media becomes too broad、then you're no longer you're notYou have to generalize yourself. You have to dilute yourself.、you have to market yourself to a broader and broader audience of your own friends.、and what usually what happens is you become a social media micro celebrity who is catering to a very broad audience and you've kind of become a diluted version of yourself, or you're the same person and maintain the same activity.And you end up in these abrasive, argumentative situations with people.、Or you become、no longer comfortable sharing material on social media in the first place.、and those seem to be the three diverging outcomes for social media use, at least with,、in terms of news. So people have migrated away to messenger apps where it's more private.So you look at news, and then you can message a specific person that you want to have an intelligent conversation with、about the news、directly in that messenger app.、it seems counterintuitive to have news in a messenger app, but if you think about it that way, it kind of makes more sense.
So it's like one-on-one.
Yeah, because people want to have real conversations like we are right now and not try to speak in some general terms that satisfies 500 people, 400 of which you don't remember.
Yeah.
Or whatever, yeah. Right?
Yeah, Facebook, そうだね。
And they're adding autoplay videos to the Facebook Messenger app now.
Oh.
Supposedly, hopefully that's not true, but I read、some articles saying that they were going to...start rolling something like that out where、it plays a video ad、
okay.
in your messenger、
okay.
app.、
Huh.
Is there somewhere more invasive that they could play that video ad?
I don't know. I don't use Facebook Messenger app.、I mean, who's using it?
A lot. Apparently a lot of people are using it.
Huh.
A lot of people are using Facebook Messenger.
まあ日本にいるとさ、もうみんな LINE でいいもんね、別に。
Yeah.
それが一番簡単だよね。
Yeah, it's weird that there's just a natural kind of monopoly creating effect with these messenger apps. It's like, what? Everyone's on this. It's like,、no, everyone's on this.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll switch.
I never share anything on Facebook.Anymore.
Well,
I don't share anything with my friends.
I just talk. You should just talk to your friends one on one like a normal person and stop、stop climbing up on a podium every time you say something. It's weird. I think it's weird. It's making us weirder.
I guess.
Right?
Well, we're doing that.
Well, hopefully
in it has a way.
Some benefit and isn't warping our minds too much. But yeah, I mean, for sure, there are concerns that I have about those kinds of feedback loops, even with us doing this.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to keep your mind straight. You know, a lot of people, you know, put themselves in a position where they're talking to a lot of people and then they start losing track.
Yeah. You know?
And then all of a sudden you're just snorting lines off of an amphibian.
日本はさ、ワイドショーっていうもんがあるじゃん。あれを見てるとなんか、それはそれでも別の世界の話みたいなさ、取り上げるニュースが、まあ、なんて言うんだろうね。世間一般で本当に興味があるもの、てか興味を持たないといけないものとずれてるというかさ、もうちょっとこう、なんて言うの、タブロイド的な内容を取り上げることが多いから、それを結構毎日そしてやるから、なんか、これは何なんだろうっていう。
It's interesting that there are these kind of unofficial categories of news.
You know,
we kind of have like the Elvis was abducted by aliens level tabloid, you know, where you're just shooting for the bonkers market. And then you have kind of gossipy, speculative, you know, that kind of fuzzy news about people and their relationships.
Yeah.
And then there's the mainstream news, which doesn't seem to include any Elvis abduction type.
Right.
It just doesn't go there.
で、何が一番ヘルシーなのかなって考えた時にも、ツイッターだと、まあ確かに、もう、声は誰でも上げられちゃうし、声を大にして何でも言えちゃうから、まあ変なこと言う人もいっぱいいるし、ただ一方で自浄作用もあるじゃん、若干。なんかすごいエクスチームなこと言う人がいたら逆のエクスチームなこと言う人もいるし、それでなんとなくバランスが取れる部分もあると思うんだけど、で逆にこう今まであったこうトラディショナルな、それこそそういうワイドショーとかって、なんかこの間さ、なんかお金持ちの人がさ、死んでたみたいなニュースがあって、それを奥さんがやったんじゃないかみたいな風に言ってる人がいますみたいな。で、ワイドショーを見てると、もうなんか、本当に奥さんが犯人って決めつけてるのね、みんな。で、それを前提でみんながスペキュレーションしてる状態なんだけど、なんか、そういうのを見てると、逆にテレビだと自浄作用が働かないから、何でも言いたい放題になってそのまま終わっちゃうみたいな。それはそれで、怖いなと思うけど。しかもなんか学んでないというかさ、今もう2018年でまだこれやってんのみたいな。
Yeah, I think the format has a huge effect on news, right? And news programs, you know, they'll bring some guy on for an interview. He'll say like two sentences and then they'll cut him off if he says something they don't like and move on. And that's very typical behavior in mainstream media. I don't see the cutting off stuff so much in Japan, but
that's because they only bring people that, なんか何言うか分かってる人しか呼んでないから、だからある意味アメリカの方がそういう意味では若干マシというか、その反対の
they bring people they disagree with.
そうでしょ、だから
sometimes.
でしょ、だから反対意見の人がさ、ウィンドウで二人出てきて、まあわわわわ言い合うじゃん。で、まあ確かに自分のチャンネルに不利なこと言ってる人がいたら早く切り上げるとかはあって、それはいつも批判されてるけど、
It's all the, literally like every single interview, like almost every single interview is that way.
そう、でも
almost, it's the majority of interviews,
日本の場合はそれすらもないから、みんなが同調する感じしかないじゃん。だそうですよね、私もそう思いますって言って終わるだけだから。
And the time is very restricted. You know, they need to play a commercial because they need to sell some bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's important than whatever global crisis they're trying to tell you about.
Yeah.
So they're going to just gloss that and then advertise whatever useless
thing. で、しかもなんかコメントする人も全然専門家じゃない、関係ない人を連れてきてて、その人がもうなんか専門家かのように 喋るみたいな。
That distinction has become meaningless because you can be an expert and say dumb shit and you can be a normal person and say genius.
Yeah, but still, it's like, だからこの間ね、その久しぶりにワイドショー見てて、そのお金持ちの人が死んでましたっつって、で、なんか弁護士の人とかも来てたんだよね。で、まあ、その奥さんがインタビューに答えました。で、そのインタビューのフッテージをみんなで見てみましょう。で、じゃあスタジオに戻ってきて、はい、インタビュー、みんなどう思いましたかってコメントを求めてるの。で、正直さ、その奥さんは、まあ、やったかやってないか誰にも分かんないけど、やってなかったとしたらさ、普通にただ旦那さんが死んじゃったかわいそうな人じゃん。なのに、東国原さんがね、なんかこの話し方のなんか間がおかしいから絶対なんか怪しいみたいな感じとかなんか謎にもう決めつけてずっと怒りながら絶対やったに違いないみたいなトーンで話してて、なんかそれとかってさ、なんて言うんだろう、今冤罪とかもね問題視されてるし、普通にそのまだ逮捕もされてないし、有罪が確定してるわけでももちろんない人に対してそうやって言うっていうリスクとかを考えるとさ、よくなんかテレビの前でそんなこと言えるなっていう、本当にやってなかった時だってどうやって謝るの？
Well,
でそれをやっぱ誰も止めないから、
It's not just that this instance. I feel like, you know, the media here has always kind of slanted towards presuming guilt rather than innocence. And it really sways the, you know, if that person is innocent, it's a huge disservice to that person to put that kind of a spin on something. And the whole point of due process is to minimize that sort of distortionary effect.
Yeah.
Yet, while we're watching the due process take place, or before it even begins, you know, where people
are... そう、だから何も分かんないからスペキュレートする意味もないし、別にこう社会全体がそれによって脅威にさらされてるわけじゃないから、今そこでその人たちが話し合う意味もないんだけど、で、やっぱりすごい有名な冤罪事件とかっていっぱいあって、そのたんびに、過去にメディアがやっぱりすごい煽っちゃった。でみんなが、こいつ犯人なんだって、もう世論的にも決めつけちゃってたのは良くなかったねって何回も言ってるのに、なんで同じことするのっていう、それはすごい不思議。なんか本当に違ったらどうするつもりなんだろうって思って、まあそれはそれでいいやって思えるのかね。
Everyone is placing bigger and bigger bets onUncertain things in the future. I feel like it's kind of become a cultural phenomenon to do so.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. There's a weird thing that happens when, you know, if you have no idea, but you pick a result and you commit to it, and then it's confirmed that you were right. You're under the impression that, you know, you've figured something out.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's a murder case and you have no expertise and you have nothing to do with this case, and you just make comments like,
yeah, but
and you decide who did it.
Yeah, there's also responsibility on other people, you know, to recognize that this is just somebody's opinion. You know, it's not. If we can just remain aware of the fact that people do this, you know, we can inoculate ourselves to some extent, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we don't actually know, but here's this person saying this thing. That's cool.
そうなんだ。だから、ある意味、その、例えば、今のケースで言うと、東国原さんがそう思うことは彼の自由なんだけど、それをこう、right. なんていうの、そのコメントを彼に求めること自体とか、そのいろんな人を呼んできて、やっぱこの人がやったっぽいよねっていうディスカッションをテレビでやること自体がおかしいんだよね、だから。
Sure. And people can make that judgment, and he can make that judgment that he's making, and you know, just keep.
だからもう家で言う分にはいいじゃん、もう家の食卓でさ言ってればいいじゃん、そんなの。 次。
Elon Musk's Boring Company has been selected by the Chicago Infrastructure Trust to design, finance, build, and operate an urban rapid transit system called the Chicago Express Loop, connecting the existing Chicago Loop to O'Hare International Airport. Statements by Elon, as well as statements on his Boring Company website, suggest that it will use automated electric vehicles made by Tesla moving along a rail at speeds of up to 240 kilometers per hour, with an average speed of 144 kilometers per hour. The system will transport up to 16 passengers or a single passenger vehicle and complete the 29-kilometer trip in 12 minutes, 3 to 4 times faster than the currently available Transit Authority Blue Line.
イーロン・マスク氏のボーリングカンパニーがシカゴのオヘア国際空港とシカゴ市内をつなぐ新しい高速交通システムのデザイン、建設、運営を受注したことが分かりました。線路上を最大時速240キロ、平均時速144キロで走るテスラ社製の自動運転の電動車両を採用する予定です。一つの車両は16人乗りで29キロメートルの道のりを12分で移動することができ、現在使われているブルーラインよりも3から4分早くなります。
Yep.
一つの車両が16人乗りで電車みたいにつながってるってこと?
Say that again.
一つの車両は16人乗りでそれを何個かつなげるってこと、電車みたいに。それ一個一個ってこと。
I believe so. I believe it will be separate vehicles. I didn't see anything specifically about that, but I believe it'll be separate vehicles. Either a private vehicle or a little bus type thing that would ride on the same electric skate.Fitting 16 people, and those would just be leaving from multiple stations much more frequently rather than having one big train that leaves and everyone's forced to go to the same place.
Ah, なるほどね。
So this way you'd tell the system where you want to go and you'd board one of these vehicles that only other people that want to go exactly to that same place are on.And then that vehicle would go directly to that place that you want to go, rather than, you know, you get on this train, which carries, you know, 1,000 people over here, and then they, half of them transfer or whatever, right? So the system is supposed to be somewhat scalable and supposed to be direct and is supposed to address congestion by having a distributed network.Of entry points, kind of like how I don't know cells in your body or would direct the blood into a single artery, and then that would branch out again. So you'd kind of be on a small. The idea is that this is not the hyperloop. This is a loop.And that loops would be connected to a hyperloop. And then there'd be this vast infrastructure of these tunnels underground. And the tunnels are different from normal tunnels in that they're much smaller tunnels. And they don't have any... There's nothing inside the tunnel. It's just... it's like this...carved out, I don't even know how to describe it. It looks like a couple, like symmetrical steps or something, but it's basically just a cutout track of concrete that the electric vehicle would drive on. But unlike a train, see, a train is receiving its power from the pantograph. So you have to run electricity the length of the tunnel. The vehicles would just be battery powered.
じゃあチャージしてってこと
Yeah.
ああ、OK, OK.
And so there's no...
ああ、じゃあ本当にトンネルの穴だけある。まあ穴とその走る上のとこだけ。
I think so. It's just a tunnel. And there's just a concrete rail inside the tunnel. And then there's an electric skate that's battery powered. driving on that rail.
なるほどね。
It's very minimalistic. At least it seems that way right now. It could complicate itself.
前にハイパーループの記者会見の時にさ、その地面掘りながらレンガを作りますみたいな言ってたじゃん。Mm-hmm. これもそれやるのかな？
Yeah.
レンガ売るの。
Mm-hmm.
あれちょっと面白かった。
They think that they can use some if they apply the right techniques and make these super, I don't know, advanced bricks. It's weird to think of an advanced brick, but they would be able to buildthe reinforcing walls of the tunnel itself out of that material.、
Hmm.
So you dig it out and then you're compressing it and putting it back in as、
right.
the structural.
Huh.
I mean, it's the most natural material to use for that, right? I mean, that's where it was. But this sort of thing could really change. I mean, we have a global...issue, this horrible soul-crushing problem of traffic.
Yeah.
And it's transportation is a problem everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere it's a problem. Japan has the best, still a problem.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees Japan has the best public transportation. And then, you know, everyone's face is being smeared, you
on
know,
the windows,
on this
yeah.
petri window.
Yeah. そうだね。だからあれだもんね、ハイパーループ、その記者会見の時も言ってたけど、なんかもっと細かく、本当に1ブロック、2ブロック先とか、だけにも行けるようにするって言ってたじゃん。だからさっきマイケルも説明してたけど、だからこう、わかりやすく言うと、山手線、今丸かったら、端っこから向かい側に行くまではぐるって回んなきゃいけないけど、もう直線で行けるみたいなイメージだよね。
Mm.
なんかみんながぐるっと行く必要ないっていう。
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of the if you do it above ground, it's almost impossible、
yeah.
to build a train line above ground in anywhere, certainly in Tokyo, unless it's like the Yurikamome or something.
Mm.
I mean, but the Yurikamome is kind of similar to this idea. It's just that's like a big bus thing.That drives around on the monorail, right? But instead of a monorail, if it was underground, because there's no driver, right?
Yeah, it's really slow, though. It's really slow.
But it proves that you can have a driverless bus thing driving on a track.
Ah, so, ne? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back and forth.、
Mm.
Yeah, so this would just be a much cooler version. And I think making that kind of a monorail thing above ground is going to seem dumb once you have these invisible tunnels. It'll be like teleporting.
Yeah.
You know? It's like you get on Space Mountain and then you get off Space Mountain and you're not at the start of Space Mountain. You're in a different town.
Right. yeah. Yeah. そうだね。
That's one of the main problems.
面白いよね。なんかこう電車っていうのはこういうものっていうさ。イメージがあるじゃん。それとはまた全然違うものだから。
One of the sources of the anguish in highly populated cities is that you have to either move close, where the rent is super high and it's crowded and polluted and a mess.
Yeah.
Or you live further away.
Yep.
You know, and now you take the train an hour and a half each way to get into Tokyo、
yep.
and to go to work. And if you're listening to us, that's probably fine. But there's if we could travel just from outside of a city into a city center, you know, in 15 minutes or something.
Yeah.
No.
でそういえば小池都知事がさ満員電車ゼロにするみたいな公約掲げてたのってどうなったんだろう、ね、
everyone can live further away. You know, Gunma will become the spot. You know, like people,、
yeah.
I think if the transportation time became short enough, you would prefer to live closer to nature.
Right.
We just kind of have to be...
そうだね、
productive, right?、
Yeah.
And there's、
yeah.
all the it's really a matter of like connecting humans, right?
そうね。だからそれこそ本当にハイパーループとかで群馬から東京の会社まで来るのに、
yeah.
なんか知らないけど20分とかだったら全然別にみんな群馬に住むよね、本当。
Yeah, time is
空気きれいだしみたいな。
Time is like all we have. So, you know, if you just reduce it to like, how many people can spend more time with their kids or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe they can't afford to move the whole family into the middle of freaking Tokyo.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe they work there. But maybe they waste 4 hours a day on the train or whatever. So, it looked like no one was ever going to do anything ever to about the traffic issue. So. This is certainly happening sooner than I was expecting.
Hmm. 次。
According to an analysis by a team of researchers at the Institute for Theoretical Physics in Belgium and Autonoma University in Madrid, the gravitational waves produced by a collision between two rotating wormholes would conclude with an echo that could be used to differentiate it from a black hole merger.Currently, it remains unknown whether wormholes or traversable black holes or traversable wormholes exist. However, the researchers point out that near-term upgrades to the LIGO gravitational wave detector could make it possible to record this theoretical ring-down phase of a wormhole merger, solving the mystery. Wormholes are consistent with the general theory of relativity and were predicted by Albert Einstein.The existence of wormholes may allow for transcendental bijection of the space-time continuum by human beings and effectively faster than light travel.
ベルギーの理論物理学研究所とマドリード自治大学の研究チームが2つの回転するワームホールが衝突した場合、それによって発生する重力波はブラックホールとは異なるエコーを生み出すだろうという分析結果を発表しました。現在、ワームホールが実際に存在するのかどうかは分かっていませんが、重力波検出機LIGOが近くアップグレードされれば、2つのワームホールが合体する様子を記録することが可能になるかもしれないとチームは述べています。ワームホールの存在はアインシュタインによって予測されており、相対性理論に基づくものです。ワームホールがあれば、光よりも早く時空を超えることが可能になるかもしれません。
Yep.
ワームホールとかハイパーループとかもとにかく素早く移動したいね、mm. みんな。
They're both tunnels, I guess.
Yeah. ワームホールでタイムトラベル。
Hmm. Some people think time travel is possible with wormholes, assuming they exist. But that's debated and certain.
だって結局さ、あのフェルミのパラドックスみたいにさ、できるとしたらなんで誰も来ないのってならない？
Well, the universe could be infinite, so maybe I don't know. Stuff's really far apart, and we have very low sensory capabilities. We were monkeys like last week.
Hmm.
You know, so we think we have amazing.Sensors and stuff for space, but I think we'll have much more impressive instruments in just the next 10 or 20 years that will then we can maybe start asking, you know, about that paradox or I don't know, but the if wormholes existed, then it would changeeverything about how we think about the universe and how information can be transferred across space-time. And supposedly the only way you could time travel is if you moved a wormhole far, like you moved it really fast in some direction, and then you moved it really fast back to its original location.And your speed, or the speed of the wormhole, would cause time dilation. So when you brought the wormhole back to its original location, it would still be lined up with the other side of the wormhole. But the time would be different.
Okay.
because you traveled really fast. If you travel fast, you get the relativistic effect that it slows down time you. However, quantum physicists seem to be saying that if you move a wormhole around like that and you try to bring it back, it would probably cause it to collapse.
First of all, it's something that you can move around.
Yeah. Well, we can't move it right now, but you would be able to move it, right? I mean, could you move a black hole? That might be harder. Something crazy might happen if you move it. But black holes move, right?
Right.
You would have to find some way to accelerate the black hole. We don't... Huh. We scientists, and not us, but some people, smart people, have a good understanding of magnetic fields.
Hmm.
And we're able to do crazy stuff with magnetic fields and electromagnetic fields. But this is gravitational fields. That's a difference.
Hmm.
So a couple years ago, researchers from the same university, Autonoma University in Madrid, created something like a wormhole, but they made a magnetic wormhole.
Hmm. Okay.
Do you understand the underlying idea of the wormhole? Like, how does it work?
No.
So if you have space like this,
mm-hmm.
this is space-time, and if the gravity is strong enough, it could open up a hole. And they visualize this by showing space folded over like a piece of paper. And then you can see a tunnel going from this point on the piece of paper to another point.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
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 And that's what this bijection is. It's the the correspondence between the two locations.
So then you can go to the other spot like way faster.
Yeah. Well, you just go through the wormhole and you would be there.
Right. It's like warping.
Yeah. And I don't know I don't know if going through a wormhole takes you to an alternate universe or takes you to somewhere else in our universe. Right?
Yeah. We've never observed anything that allows us to warp, right?
Well, observe, no.
Time and location, both.
No.
Like.
No, and even the math behind the wormhole seems to suggest it's just a... It's mostly just a location thing. The time thing would be...
Right.
Has some weird mathematical limitation that I'll never understand.
Okay. That's a weird concept.
But space-time in its four dimensions has a dimension above it. There are more dimensions that we can't visualize. So the way we visualize it is by making 3D space into a 2D.
Okay.
And then folding it like a piece of paper.
Right, right.
And it's not actually happening, but that's how we visualize it because we're three-dimensional.
Right. So いうことか。
Yeah.
人間の限界の先。
Yeah. It would be crazy if we...
でも確かにそういうふうにしか表現できないってことだよね、だから。
I don't know. There's probably some way harder explanation that wouldn't be useful right here.
That's so exciting.
But if it was like a different universe, that might be interesting. Or one of these...
That might be interesting どころじゃなくない?
It might be. It might be interesting if it was another universe. It depends what it is.
Yeah.
Right? There are... I mean, if we could use... If there was a wormhole and we had access to it, and let's say thousands of people have gone through this wormhole...
Yeah.
You know, every year, you know, large populations of people migrate from around the world to get into a spaceship and then go into that wormhole. And no one's ever come back and explained, you know, how the party is or if there is one.
Yeah.
Would you
want to go?
Think about going into a wormhole? It's just pure mystery. Mystery. You have no idea what's going to happen. No one, it's so mysterious that no one even gets to have an opinion. But if there was a hole like that, you know, floating. But does it make a difference, though, if no one can ever come back from that abyss, you know, the wormhole?
I'll just wait for the technology advancement so that we can learn what's actually going on over there.
There's that phenomenon seems to be true for a black hole, even if wormholes don't exist, that there's this the event horizon where if any piece of information crosses the event horizon, it can't get out. It'll be scrambled and
yikes,
either destroyed or beamed out as Hawking radiation or something. But it's like this point where if anything goes past that point, it's probably just going to get stuck in there. Well, I think mathematically they say it will get stuck in there. And that's how they define the event horizon, is like the point of no return,
right?
Gravitationally.
So that's like death.
We don't know. I mean, you could, maybe everyone that went through the wormhole or jumped into a black hole is, you know, they made it.
It's maybe, yeah, maybe they made it.
Like you jump in the wormhole and some guy's like, just
congratulations.
I knew you could do it. I knew you'd figure it out.
You did it. Yeah, that sounds fun, but it probably doesn't work that way.
No, probably not.
So positive. Yeah, 面白いね。あのさ、今週の爆笑問題カウボーイ聞いた？
聞いてない。But I saw something on。
あのね、なんか怒りんぼ田中のコーナーあるじゃん。そこに送る内容を思いついたからハガキ送ったら読んでくれた。初採用。めっちゃ嬉しかった。
I should just listen to it. Yeah,
聞いて。あの、そう、まあなんか恋愛のことでムカついたことがあった話、過去の話なんだけど、なんかコーナーの時って後ろにバックグラウンドで音流れてるじゃん。なんかその音とともに自分のハガキが読まれてるのはすごい嬉しかった。
That's cool.
よっしゃーと思って。そう、ありがたいね。
I haven't listened in a little while. I need to check that.
Yeah. マミーちゃんと毎週聞いてるよ。
偉いね。
いや、ラジオやっぱいいよね。目疲れないもん。
Yeah.
か目がだからとにかく疲れてるから、すでに。
うん。
耳を使いたい。
Yeah, you kind of just start it, right? You just...
It's
easy. You don't have to sit down and watch something or have snacks or something. It's just whatever you're doing is almost everything is kind of compatible.
So, 最近なんかもうシャワー浴びてる時とかもラジオつけてる。
どうやって？
え、携帯をジップロックに入れて。
What? Can you hear it?
え、全然聞こえるよ。
Through the ziplock?
うん。あの、スピーカーのとこを壁とかにこう当てて反響させると。全然聞こえる。
Do you recommend the ziplock or is there a...
ただ穴開いてないからちゃんと確かめて。じゃないと危ない。でもいや、いいよね、ラジオは。自分で言うのもあれだけど。
I want to know what your card said.
Well, you have to listen to it.
I know.
My husband was laughing his ass off, but...
Mm.
He's my husband, so I guess he has to.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that, speaking of Lajio, they, Google, just released their...
Podcast app みたいな、できたんでしょ? Google も。
What is it called? Google...
Podcast?
知らない。
全然知らない。
Oh, and, And Japan beat Colombia, which was interesting.
あ、そうだね、サッカーね。その前に地震もあったけどね。
うん、忙しい。
ね、大変。
There was one in Osaka and here, right?
まあ、こっちは余波みたいな感じだったけど、なんかマンションがミシミシ行って起きて気づいた。あれ?と思って。でも大変だよね。なんかすごい家の中めちゃくちゃになっちゃった人もいるみたいだし。心配だけど。まあ今、テレビは全部サッカーだよね。
Yeah, seeing Honda was kind of 懐かしい because it was one of our
early stories.
Early stories.
サッカーすごいよね。盛り上がってるね。毎日やってるね。
Are you following it?
ちょいちょい見てる。日本の試合は見てたよ。
Yeah?
うん、見てたし、だからびっくりしたよね。あんな最初にハンドでさ。
Yeah, that guy just full on dabbed.
Yeah. あと昨日のモロッコとポルトガルも見てた。クリスチャーノ・ロナウドのやつ。
Who's next for Japan? It's like an African.
Senegal. Yeah. 日曜日とかだよね。確か。今週。
And then ポーランド。
そうかな。Yeah.でも南米にワールドカップで勝ったの初めてなんだってね。それも私は知らなかったから、あ、すごいないと思ったけど、It's fun。 ただなんかさ、この間ラグビーをテレビで見ちゃったのよ。
Huh? How was that?
それすごい楽しかったの。
Really?
で、それを見てからサッカーを見ちゃうとちょっとサッカーって
弱
そう。いや、選手のせいじゃなくて仕組みの問題なんだけど、そのファールを取るためにこうすごい痛がったりとか転んだりとかすることでメリットを得られてしまう仕組みじゃん。
It's a skill。
そうだからシミュレーションとかもそうだけど、だから痛い痛いみたいなさ、すごいやるじゃんみんな。でそれで得をするシステムがいけないんだけど、なんかラグビー見てからそれ見ちゃうとさ、なんかラグビーってみんなもっとすごいじゃん、超痛いじゃん、でもみんな平気な顔してやってるから、なんかなんていうんだろうね。そんな痛いかみたいな感じで。
Are you judging them for being less?
だから選手が悪いんじゃなくて、やっぱそのゲームの仕組みの問題なんだけどね。それでやっぱアドバンテージが得られる仕組みだからみんなあれをやるわけじゃん。
もう日本の選手はあんましないじゃん、それ。The diving. It's not. Do they do it? I don't really think they do it that much.
だってでもさ、この間の試合もさ、なんか、They fall really easily because they want the judge to get the foul. それとかもさ。
But the frequency of the diving is kind of different between countries.
Yeah.
Like how much they dive and how hard they sell it.
Right. そうだね。
Yeah.
だからちょっと顔に手当たっただけで、痛だだーみたいなとかあるじゃん。
I love the YouTube compilations of that.
Oh.
there's one where this guy, like, someone's hand, like, touches his face, right?
Yeah.
So his head flies back and he, like, hits the ground. And he's got his hands covering his face like this. And he's rolling, right? And then at some point he, like, separates his fingers and he's, like, peeking through his fingers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you make a little gap between your fingers. And
it's, like, the most dramatic...reaction. I mean, that's the point though, right? I mean, you have to make it dramatic so that people can see it, but なんだろうね。Yeah. なんか面白いよね。ちょっと。
Yeah. It's one of those things where it just doesn't... Once you understand the system and everything, it kind of like you can respect it or you can appreciate itas part of the game.
Yeah.
But if a YouTube compilation of soccer players diving was,
そうだね。
You know, the first thing aliens saw, it'd be like, what is...
Yeah.
This is so bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, what could the explanation possibly be?
何のコンテストだよみたいな。
These are the weakest... This is the weakest species we've ever seen.
Yeah. そう、面白いよね。いや、でも頑張ってほしいね。
They recover really well. As soon as the card doesn't come out, they're like right back.
そうなんだよ。 文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもありますのでぜひ、インスタグラム、フェイスブック、ツイッターもやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。